Abraham's belief. He bet his life on it. Choosing to believe in this promise of his son was simple, but it was not easy. When he was first promised a great nation, he was 75 years old, and he had left his home country and traveled to Canaan. Almost 10 years have now passed, and Abraham and Sarah still do not have a child, let alone a nation. Why has God not already given us a son if he could have done so? He would have wondered. Abraham believed the promise of his son because he trusted God, even though he did not understand everything about the promise, nor did he have all his questions answered. Believing the promise required active waiting. His whole life was interrupted while living in tents, waiting for the promise. It would have been much easier to make excuses and return home to Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq. They had left many years earlier, where his brother and family still lived. Life was comfortable there. His trust in the promise took priority over normal goals in life: security, comfort, and well-being. He could have disbelieved the promise while still believing in the existence of God and continuing with religious activities and good deeds. Then he would have maintained his religion, but not credited his righteousness.